And they come one night to beat him up. But he stands there with his arms in a martial arts stance, and he beats the crap out of them. And then the grandpa calls from above, and if you come back, you'll get more of that. And next year, we're going to have a Zulu and a Somali and an Arab. Okay? Because, you know, they're the good people, and you whites, you're ignorant people who try to attack that which you don't understand.
But they got
beaten up. But the Japanese kid beat them up very effectively. Again, watch that program in which there's this half Chinese guy, Kung Fu.
Yeah, I like that.
And well, my question is, can we ever undo that damage?
The white guys are always being, you know, they're sitting in saloons drinking and being
bad
rough.
Guys. They're always bad guys.
And they're always ignorant, yes, and they talk like so many uneducated louts. And they try to bully this guy. And guess what? He leaves them, he does two or three quick moves, and he leaves them dazed and bleeding, lying on the floor. Now, if you see that every time the white guy is beaten, you begin to think, better not stand up. And then if you do stand up, guess what? It's toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
It's toxic masculinity. There are whole movies made on the theme of, here's this woman in this small town, and they find all the men, they mistreat the women and they beat them up, and that's because they have guts. Wow. You see them driving into town with a deer on the bonnet of their Jeep. Okay?
A deer. This is what's been done to us by programming for such a long time. I totally agree with you, but what are we to do to undo this?
Well, I don't know that you can do anything better than tell every friend that you have and tell them to tell their friends that the media is doing this programming. But there is a change going on. The internet has made the difference. It is true that the elites and the evildoers have gained a considerable control over the internet. That's true, but they'll never control the internet. And now whites are making their own movies. They are. There's a whole alternative. Platforms are coming up. Hollywood is getting more and more irrelevant.
Okay. Well, it's a positive note.
Well, I recently saw a trailer for a movie in which there's this black woman, and she's pretty ugly and plain. But in this movie, she and her family, they're being attacked by a maniac. This maniac is going to kill her children, and this maniac is a white. He's mentally deranged and fixated on harming her children. And you can see her saying, I will never allow this. I will fight to the end. I will kill you and your kind of evil, and you will never lay a finger on my children. I'll kill you first. Now, in reality, that doesn't happen. There's no white man who's trying to hunt down and victimize a black family. But the end of the movie is instructive. That white man is, that evildoer is thoroughly beaten. So you're being shown that you'll always be beaten. Yeah. You'll always end up the loser.
Question?
Yes, sir.
You talked about the collectivism of the Bolsheviks. You want to comment on Adolf Hitler had a collective idea of putting the community above the individual. So he rose up the German people, had a sense of collectivism, that you're Germans, this is where we are, and this real sense of leadership. So how do you feel about all of it, a sense of collectivism?
Well, that collectivism is very different from the collectivism I'm talking about. In the collectivism of controlling the individual, that collectivism is depriving the individual of his decision-making powers, of his right to control his destiny. Okay? In that collectivism, you don't get to select an insurance company for your medical needs. No, the state will do that for you. In that collectivism, the state controls housing. Vast amounts of housing in the United States are controlled by the government. I think they call it Section 11 housing or something. That kind of collectivist control means the individual doesn't have any economic power and not even the power to defend himself. If you get attacked, you're nervous about punching the other guy back because you'll be charged. Okay? You wait for the police, you call the police, you wait. Adolf Hitler never advocated for that kind of collectivism. He wanted Germans to own their own houses. He wanted them to own stocks and shares in companies. And he wanted everyone, if possible, to have a farm. When Adolf Hitler said national socialism, he meant that the state would meet some basic needs. Now, here's the difference between national socialism of Adolf Hitler and the collectivism of today. Today's collectivism is on the way to total communism, on the way. But it's pretty strong. Your kid goes to a state school, you don't select your school and pay fees. You go to a state school and they get indoctrinated with the poison that the state is now inflicting. A white child today goes to school and he has to go to school. It's a crime not to send him to school. But he doesn't go to a school that his parents are paying for and can have some influence over. He goes to a school where he's taught anti-white rubbish. Mm-hmm. He's taught every story he reads is about some ignorant white people in the South, about some clever black detective who outwits them all, about novels like To Kill a Mockingbird, in which whites are generally depraved and depriving this black man of justice.
And the Diary of Anne Frank.
And the Diary of Anne Frank. Now, that is the collectivism of the harmful sort. Adolf Hitler's collectivism can be really summed up in one single example. Today, you can get welfare. You can get state support. Right? That's the collectivism of today. So, and under COVID, a whole tribe of people have become dependent on government handouts. Adolf Hitler said, you know, we are socialists. The national community will take care of you. We'll give you a job. We'll guarantee you a job. There will be no idle hands. We will build autobahns, highways, bridges. We will build whole new industrial complexes. Nobody will be idle. We will give you a job, and with that job you will feed yourself. He didn't say we'll give you welfare.
I like that. That's German work ethic. Shocks me most about it.
We encouraged excellence.
Well, a nation thrives when everybody is productive and working and doing something creative. Yeah. Something creative means, let's look at the United States. Millions of people are working, but they're doing garbage. They're building munitions. They're building warships that sail the oceans for nothing. They build artillery shells into the tune of millions. It's not productive work. And in fact, it wastes resources to a fantastic degree. Every single shell has metal that could be used to make homes and could build refrigerators.
It's taking away from the economy.
You're taking away, you're destroying, not building. That's so if your whole population, if everyone who can work does work and produces useful things, you will have a very healthy and happy society. And that is the socialism, the national socialism that Hitler was prescribing. In fact, it worked pretty well. It turned the German economy around within a few years. Questions?
Anyway, so I want to ask my second part question. So, the white race lost the war. But don't you think that actually humanity lost the war?
Well, I agree with you there, that the white race is the hope for humanity. Mm-hmm. It is the white race and only the white race which is conscious of the future, of what the planet will look like. Mm-hmm. I once was going through Seattle quickly, and I had to stop into a coffee shop, and there were these people who'd taken off time to discuss about the threats to the environment, and they were talking about the methane belt that is hanging over the equator, and they're wondering what it'll do to the Earth in the next 20, 30 years. It is the white race and only the white race which is very concerned about the death of species, the loss of biodiversity. So the white race is the only race that in this mad age is a bit concerned about where industrialization is taking us. Whereas today, India, for example, is industrializing as rapidly as possible, but not caring about the pollution, not caring about where this will end up, not caring about the stripping of resources. Soon there'll be no copper left in the whole of India. Okay, and then where? What happens? Now, the white race is the hope of humanity, and when it perishes, there's very little hope for the planet to survive. Mm-hmm. There'll be very little hope for the animals. Today, the lions are dying out in Africa. It is whites who are financing the survival refuges for lions, who even have brought lions to the West to breed in specialized centers. Well, these are differences of degree, but the differences of degree have very significant consequences. Now, whites are more intelligent than Africans. I say it unashamedly. Certainly in the area of creative mathematics, whites have maybe five times the potential of Africans. Okay? Difference of degree, but they make significant differences. Now, the central issue here is that whites are universe-oriented. A white naturally thinks that I am better off if my environment is better off.
Yeah.
I am better off if my society as a whole is better off.
Project for the future.
So, take a small example. A white will very rarely spit, but all over Vancouver today, there are Orientals who spit. Now, the white thinks that if I spit, I'm ruining my environment. I'm ruining my environment. And in every respect, the white is universe-oriented. He goes to space out of a sense of exploration, not for greed. Whereas other peoples don't have that sense. Okay? This sense makes the whites conscious of the future. Where are we going? What if we lost a certain species? Therefore, the hope of humanity lies mainly in the white race. I think people were asking to...
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking it's getting so late. It's 11.
Okay. So let's wrap it up then.
Are you joining the meeting or the president?
Oh, just adjourned. Thank you so much, Frank, for this
very good. Yeah, that was really good. Thanks, Frank. It was very well said.
Thank you, folks. Maybe we'll do this another time.
Yeah, absolutely.